Before we start, Bet Mechile, of Chas V'Sholem, we're trying to go over the Shittas, what is Nagea L'Aloche L'Maise. This is the main, what is L'Maise Nagea L'Aloche L'Maise, but buying and Avada, we're trying to go duch v'shteit in the poiskim, and Avada, we mechabed every shita and every achroinim and every rishonim and every minig of klal Yisrael. We're just learning together v'as kum tois l'chure. So echbet nocham al mechile, we're not chas v'sholom minig to mezalzel, and not no minig of eide k'doisho zu acheres, and only I want to mesada the inyonim. We learned that Be'ezus Hashem from next week, the peiros and Eretz Yisrael, the vegetables, kimat, all of them will be 2 or 3 days after Rosh Hashanah already. The fruits will take a little bit more time. Everything is kodesh b'kedusha shvis. The peiros that grow are kodesh b'kedusha shvis. And we learn the kedusha shvis. We have 5 aloches that we have to follow. 1 aloch is the kedusha, that we know if you buy something that is kodesh b'kedusha shvis, you can't throw it to the garbage. You have to know how to behave with the peels, what you're allowed to cook, what you're allowed not to cook. This is one halacha. If you're allowed to cook a chont and the potatoes get burned at the bottom, so you mafsi the potatoes of that chont, to be a mumcha, how to make a chont in shvis. Well, see, it's all different problems, how to be noyeg, the kedusha and the peres of shvis. This is one shaila. The second shaila is, okay, so long as zogen, you're mamish, you'll keep all the fruits with the ganze elikait. The second isur in kedusha shvis that is very negea is the isur schoiro. You're not allowed to buy and sell things that are kodesh b'kedusha shvis. And you have to know, you go to a falafel store and they have potatoes inside the falafel. You're buying potatoes that are kodesh b'kedusha shvis. You're over the isur from schoiro. You have to know how to buy. Go to a restaurant. Yeah, forget about all the problems with the echsherim in the restaurant. But you can't pay. If you pay, you have a isur schoiro. We have to know how to deal with that. This is the second problem that we will have. And everything that we're going to buy, from after Rosh Hashanah, you go to buy a falafel, they have inside potatoes. Most of the potatoes are in chutz la'aretz here. But they have the salad. The salad is kodesh b'kedusha shvis. And the men, you have to know how you could buy it. The third problem we have in Kedusha Shvis that we'll have to check in everything that we buy is Shomur V'Nevat. That the volume that Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis and the owner of the field was Shomeret or was Nevat, we said, Lekatchila, we don't eat it, but you're allowed to eat it. There's another Zach that is called Sfichin. These are vegetables that grew. It's not Shaykh and tomatoes, but it's Shaykh and wheat and all different things that grow on their own, that if they grew in Shvis, they're also be'achile in Gansen. So every time when we're going to buy, we know we have 4 problems, or 5 problems. We know if it's Kodosh, we have to know how to behave with it. Then we have to know that it's an Isur to buy it. So before we buy, we have to know how to buy. Then if it's Shomu V'Nevad, it's also Shomu V'Nevad, or Lekatchile, it's also. And if it's Sfichin, it's also. Sfichin will be again more from after Chanukah, not before Chanukah. Sfichin means things that grew on their own in Shvis. Chazal answered it, Gzeira, that people will come and say, they'll plant their Sadeh, and they'll say, oh, it grew on its own, I didn't realize. So tomatoes don't grow on their own. So people will not do that. But all different things that could grow on their own, Chazal asked them, even if they really grew on their own, it's Isur Sfichin. These are the 5 problems that we have when Shvis comes. So, Lomahet Tzachon. Klal Yisrael is divided be'etzem to Minag Yerushalayim and Minag Chazanish. We'll see later how Reb Moshe said that Bochim that come from America, how they have to Hanselach. Aber is the first thing, and I will go duch all the kashrusim and Eretz Yisrael will try to go duch who does what. was a machlekes in Klal Yisrael already starting in the time of the Bis Yosef in Shin Lamedalet, over 400 years ago. Peirois shel nochrim, all of the fruit that grows in arid fields. We have, Baruch Hashem, 50% of this country is by Arabs. The Hainu, some of Taka Bichlal is not exactly the Israeli government anymore. But then we have, even in the part that belongs to Israel today, all of up north, there's a lot of areas that belong to Arabs, all different villages. And all of these villages are vegetables and fruits. And the same thing we have in our neighbors, in the other countries, that Eva Yarden is also Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. All these places have Be'etim Kdusha Shviz. Now, what would be if it's owned by an Arab? Sugya and Gitin, Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'afkia, Oy Ein Kinyan La'akum. And we know Eretz Yisrael is Kodosh, we have Kalushu Oile Bovel, Oile Mitzrayim, Kedusha Rishoino, Kedusha Shnio. Now, a guy buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, he's Mafkia the Kedusha or not. So it has to be clear. Even when the Omar Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'afkia Kedusha, it doesn't mean that the land is Ois Kodosh and you're allowed to be Zoireya and Noitea, Avad Enish. But the shaila is the fruits that grow and the land that belongs to the Arab has a kedusha shviz or doesn't have a kedusha shviz. The Balei HaMachlekes was the Morna Bis Yosef, and Sefer, he has a Sefer Tshuves Avkas Roichel, and this is Minag Yerushalayim like the Bis Yosef. And the other tzad was the Mabit. The Bis Yosef in Shin Lamedalet, this was the year that the Bis Yosef was Niftar, they made a cherem, Shalom, what exactly they said, and people that will keep Kedusha Shviz in Peiros Nochrim. I want to explain. The people that kept Kedusha Shviz, I'm sorry. The people that kept Kedusha Shviz and Peiros Nochrim, not like the Bis Yosef, like the Chazon Ish. So they hold that the Akum doesn't have a Kinyan Lafkiya Be'eretz Yisrael. So everything is Kodesh. So they didn't take off Trumas U'Maisres, right? Because in Shviz is no Trumas U'Maisres, because it's Hefker. We know Hefker is part of Trumas U'Maisres. So the Bis Yosef yelled, all of you are eating Tadr. I hold Yesh Kinyan Lakum Lafkiya, it's not Shviz. So people that are knowing Kedusha Shviz Benochrim, it comes out, they are Machmir and they are Maker. They're Machmir because they say, no, it's Kodesh, but they make it in Trumas U'Maisres. So they made a Cherem. So some people say the Cherem was only on the people that ate it without Trumas U'Maisres. But if L'chumre, the people kept the Kedusha, was no Cherem. And different Sforim says, because they were scared if people would do the Kedusha, they would not come to Trumas U'Maisres, so they were Machri. The Bis Yosef and Yeredeus Shin Lamed Aleph, and the Ramo, and the Radbaz, and the Peas HaShulchan, and the Drisha. The Drisha says that the Bis Yosef did it, Ad She'ol Ol HaMorim. Right? Till the last minute that he was living, he was holding that there is no Kedusha Shviz in Peres Nochrim. And Azei Reb Shmuel Salanter and Azei Da'or Chashulchan HaSidi. The Maharash Engil brings down that he met a Yid in Eretz Yisrael and he told him that everyone in Eretz Yisrael doesn't keep Kedusha Shviz by the Nochri. We have the Luach Eretz Yisrael, you know, Luach Eretz Yisrael that they have in the shuls. Dir Rav Tekushinsky brings down that the Minig in Eretz Yisrael is like the Bis Yosef. Was a letter in Kol Torah, in Yeshivas Kol Torah, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I'll read over the nusach of the letter. Al pi minag bi Yerushalayim mekamas denan, al pi the minag in Yerushalayim, lo yinagu b'mitbach ha'yeshiva kedusha shviz v'peres nochrim. The dining room of Kol Torah will not keep kedusha shviz and peres nochrim. But the bochrim that want to keep it because this is their minag, the dining room will give them the option, it will be a garbage that they could put the fruits when they finish in a shmitah garbage, like we spoke last week. And Azei Da'or Letzion from Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul also says not to keep Kedusha Shviz in Peres Nochrim. And he says, if you want to be Machmir Betzina. Now, the reason that people didn't keep the Bes Yosef holds not to keep Peiros Nochim Kedusha Shviz is two reasons. One reason, the main reason, is because Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'afkia. And the second reason is because they have a drosha v'hoiso lochem Shabbas Oretz lo'ochlo lochem v'lo la'akum. Lefi dem, v'shteit in Rambam akum shekolo soda be'eretz Yisrael v'zro v'shviz perusei mutorim means kipshutoi. They have a kasha why the Rambam Hilchis Truma says akum shekolo soda be'suriye it's mafkia de'kdusha. This is Mitzad Echot Shitas Abis Yosef. It's maybe another 200 names that we could add to that Shita, but this is Shitas Abis Yosef. That is no Kedusha Shviz and Peiros Nochrim. So we'll get to the Halacha Lemaisa Mitzad Echot. And this was the Minag Yerushalayim. Reb Shlomo Zalman was Noita Ravais. They were Noita to keep that Minag. Le'umas them, the Mabit and the Ma'arit and the Charedim, Chazanish brings them down, say yesh kedusha shviz bepeiros nochrim, and the charedim says couple hours before the Bes Yosef was nifter he was chayzer. And the kafta beperach also brings down like this. We'll see later. Maybe legabi shchiyah the maker. The stifler also brings down lemaisa that the minhag was to be machmir. We'll see even more. The Chabun Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down all different chumras. Zog de Chazanish in Tshuves Rambam in Pe'er Ador. The Rambam holds ein kinyan la'akum la'afkia. And if the Pe'asa Shulchan would see the Tshuves Rambam, he would be choiser. They didn't see the Tshuves Rambam, so they had a zecher pshatim in the Rambam. And a zecher b'nisim karelik says medayik in more Rambams. Lemaisa Reb Eliashiv holds that you have to do like the Chazanish, and you have to keep Peres Kedushas. They tell that Reb Moshe Feinstein also holds like that. The Heino is a Chuban Reb Moshe that someone asked him what to do in Eretz Yisrael, and he told him Eretz Yisrael, you have to ask the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. I know it's the Chazanish and Briskerov there. The Yoyder Dovel say that this letter was written to someone that lived in Yerushalayim. So it means Reb Moshe told him not to keep the Minhag in Yerushalayim. Reb Moshe told him to keep the minig of the Chazanish. Now, ba'etzem we have two minogim. A minig that keeps Kedusha Shviz Peiros Nochrim, and a minig that doesn't keep. So we'll have to know, and one second we'll go later, when you buy something, it says in it, now every time, when you look at the kashrus, so some people don't look, but I'm saying the good guys that look, so it says kashrus. Yeah, let me talk about that. I'm not speaking rabbanut. It's not known here. It's rabbanut anyway. But you look kashrus now. So every time it says in the small letters, noki michshash, tevel, v'shviz. Now you have to know what it means when the hechsher writes noki michshash shviz. It could mean it's noki michshash shviz, that it's not peiros Yisrael. But if the badatz holds that peiros nochrim is not kedusha, so they put a stamp on. For you it doesn't help. You have to know, is another aloch in Shviz that we'll get to it, is Zman HaBiyur. Comes a time that it becomes Asur Be'achila. You have to take it out and put it on the street. Then maybe you're allowed to put it back in. But if you don't do that, it becomes Asur Be'achila. So if you write, it says on the stamp, when Abchad Moshel, we know it's Heta Mechir, we said it's a garnish. Yeah? When you buy Rabbanut and it says Noki Mechshah Shviz, it means it has Heter Mechira inside. So you know that we are not Semech and Heter Mechira is no way to eat in a Rabbanut. Because the Semech and Heter Mechira. A Rabbanut Mehadrin is Semech and Peiros Nochrim. So we have to know, when you're going to buy a Hechsher, you have to know it's Kedusha Shviz. Even that it's Akum, but if we Choshesh the Chazanish, not that when you buy in a Badat store, and also, the Badats only take care, they soymech that Yerushalayim, the Badats is Eidach HaRedis, Shil Kehilis Ashkenazim Yerushalayim, so they soymech Reb Shmuel Zalant, and they have Kedusha Shviz from Peiros Nochrim. Every store that you go in the Badats, you have potatoes, it means it grew by Arabs' fields. Later I'll be masbir how it's divided. Now, let me get a shtickle weiter and then we'll be masbir. So we have two minhagim. The Bible not machriya how you have to behave. Just lemaise, most people lemaise in Eretz Yisrael, more and more everyone is makpid on Kedusha Shvi'is and Peiros Nochri. Now, we have to know that even there is a Isu, even we say there is a Kedusha Shvi'is and Peiros Nochri, aber you're allowed to buy from the goy. Because Hashem didn't tell the goy that he's not allowed to sell. Goy is not mechuyav b'mitzvahs. To buy from a yid, you're not allowed to. Some people are also machmir by a goy. We'll see in a second. Most shittas hold that there's no shomu v'nevad, there's no svichim by goy. So now, let me get a shtickle to be masbir. Before we came to the pshore, how we know it? We know it's nochrim, it's a machlekes, if it's a kedusha. Some people hold that it's no kedusha. Most niskabel, and most of Eretz Yisrael, chutz v'n Yerushalayim, for sure you makpid on it. And if you go, if you leave Yerushalayim and you go away to somewhere, you have to be makpid on it. In Yerushalayim, some people are saying mechan min Yerushalayim that doesn't have kedusha shvi'is. I'll be choizer it in a second. I just want first to be masber isu schoiro and then to go duch the protim. Is the isu schoiro, the hainu, you're not allowed to buy something that is kodesh b'kdusha shviz. Now, to buy, we'll use lamazogen, a person has, he goes to a fryer store in Tel Aviv. He wants to buy tomatoes. He's in Tel Aviv. He's in a hotel in Tel Aviv. He knows nothing is kosher here, but he knows tomatoes. He goes down to the store. He wants to buy tomatoes. He says, Svichim is not Lamazagim. It just grew now. But he has a problem. Shamu v'nevat. He says, okay. Shamu Zaman said that he had it. Shamu v'nevat is okay. Lamazagim. It's after this man of Biyu. No, it's not after Chanukah. It's before Chanukah. I'm allowed to buy in that store. Later I'll be masbir. But he knows he has a problem. He's not allowed to buy. Isu schoiro. This is one problem. I'll be masbir in a second. I just wanted to be very specific to make it clear. There's another isu. The aloha in Shvi'is is, and this is a big problem in Shvi'is. Listen carefully. If I go to the store and I buy tomatoes in 100 shekel, that are kodesh b'kdusha Shvi'is, the tomatoes become mine. The 100 shekel belongs to the store. All of the 100 shekel have kedusha shvi'is inside. Now the owner of the store goes with this 100 shekel and he buys chicken, the chicken becomes kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. Dmei shvi'is ke shvi'is v'toifes pidyoinoi. It's aloha lekule alme. So Chazal asked on me to buy tomatoes by the store, because the guy in the store, with my 100 shekel, he will eat tomorrow chicken without kedusha shvi'is. Not only that, if this store is a fryer store in Tel Aviv, I gave him 100 shekel, he gave me 50 shekel. Right? How he gave me 50 shekel? Because someone else gave him a more 50 shekel. So, because the first guy bought bananas. So now, okay, the tomatoes, lamazogim, I know it's kedusha b'kedusha shvi'is, I will eat it. Shamu v'nevat, I will eat the tomatoes till the last bit. But I have 50 shekel now. With that 50 shekel, I went to the store and I bought milk. The milk became kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. So you can't take change from these people. So you have to, if you go into a badat store, lamazog, and it's kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is, say that, you machmir, you will buy it in a way that we'll see later how you could buy. All of the change in the store, all of the money in the store, is kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. So now, if you buy with that money chicken, all your chicken in your deal is kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. And Lamazon, you're not allowed to take out money that kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is out of Eretz Yisrael. So basically, the whole money in Eretz Yisrael becomes a very big problem, because all the fries are using heter mechira. It's a big problem. Most of the choshebet people in shvi'is only use credit cards. And credit cards, you don't get them. I know today, I had a list of people that just, you know, came to ask me how to make exactly the credit card to be able to all the shittas. No one buys. Shvi'is you buy with credit cards. Because we don't want change. And we'll see about, if you buy with a credit card, the money doesn't become Kaddish. And even when the guy takes it out in the credit card company, through credit card, the Kedusha doesn't pass. Was it not? As they say, Maloch. No, this is Aloch. It's Aloch and Shechanoch. It's Aloch and Shechanoch. A check also. Well, see, it's different ways how to skip. Oh, but to pay with cash, the Hainu, you machshil him, and you machshil when you buy back. This is the reason. We'll go back soon to every thing. Why it's so important to know Minag Yerushalayim, not Minag Yerushalayim. Guy will say, what is the difference? I'm meaning in Yeshiva and finish. It's not like that. If you don't know the Klalim, and you go to a Badat store, and you buy stuff, you start to catch Kedusha, no different Zachem. Now, Chazal will matir to sell a little bit in Shvi's. No one will sell, people will die. A person doesn't have a field, and you know, he doesn't know how to go to collect from the trees. So Chazal will matir to kedei. It's machlekes what is a little bit. If a little bit means a mazon shalosh seudos, a little amount you're allowed to. Okay. Now, as another halacha, isur schoiro is not only an isur to buy, it's an isur to weigh and to count and to put on the scale. Dainu, you're not allowed to buy a kilo. Is the issue for the guy, even if he's selling you a little bit, right? A little bit you're allowed to sell. There's no issue schoner for a little bit, so you're allowed to buy a little bit. Lamazogin, it's not so posh because the guy in the store bought a lot. But Lamazogin is a guy who has a little field, and outside his field he took two potatoes, and you want to buy from him two potatoes. So he tells you, okay, I charge 5 shekel a kilo. No, you're not allowed to put it on the scale. It's Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. You have to tell me, it looks like two. You have to give it be'erich, without exactly amount. He's not allowed to count it, he's not allowed to weigh it. And we'll see later how, when they give out the pay of Shviz, they come with boxes and they give you around. You can't give exactly. It's a Isur Schoira, you're not allowed to buy, Bichlal. After the Isur Schoira is a Isur Bemida, Beminyan, Bemishkol. Why Chazal asked it? Other because it looks not good, it looks like schoira, or the Chazal wanted that people will realize that it's Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz and they will not come to be mezalzel. But it's the isur b'midah b'minyan b'mishkol. You're not allowed to sell it in the same place you sell the whole year. You'll see later when the trucks come to give out the Kedusha Shviz, they stop in the middle of the street and there they give out. You're not allowed to go to the store to buy. So now, after we know these halachas, again, I'm going to again in the Seder HaDvarim. So the value we learn is the Isur Schoiro, is the Isur to buy, the Hainu. We go back again to the case in Tel Aviv. We speak in a person that has tomatoes that are Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. And forget, you're stuck. So Lamazogon is not Shavu Venevat, you make it like Rav Shlomo Zalman, because maybe the guy bought it from a Shavu Venevat. Or maybe it's not Shavu Venevat, but it's Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. So to make it easier, I will give you the normal lechatimtzeh to make it easier. You're standing in Tel Aviv, and you don't have what to eat. And there's a guy that has a store, and you know he got his tomatoes from an Arab. So the tomatoes are, you're in Tel Aviv, it's the Chazanish's area. So the tomatoes are Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. Yeah, so you know it's Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. The guy is a Yid, he's not an Arab. He's a Yid. And he's selling you tomatoes that are Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. So you know you have a problem, is the Isur Schoiro. Not allowed to buy. You're allowed to eat these tomatoes, because they came from an Akum Sode. There's no Shomu Veneva. But it's Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. But you have an Isur Schoiro, you have an Isur to weigh it. These are the Isur. So what do you do? And not only that, the Isur to weigh, no, Lamazogin, the guy will give you without weighing it. Isur Schoiro, Lamazogin, you'll be maker, we'll find a way. But the problem is you can't pay him, because the minute you pay him, the money becomes Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. So you have a credit card, it's good, but you don't have an Israeli credit card. So you don't know what to do. Or the guy doesn't want to take credit for 5 shekel, yeah? So there's 2 ways what to do. One way is you pay behavlo. Behavlo means you look in the store, Lamazogin, he sells also apples. Apples are not Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz till next year. Shviz now is going to be for 2 years, you have to know. Because the apples for this year, The Chanota was in Shishis. So this year's the apples will not be Kodesh B'Kudusha Shviz. Next year's the apple will be Kodesh B'Kudusha Shviz. So we're going to have this story now for a year and a half. Now, you see the apples, you tell them, you know what, I also want to buy apples. How much everything is together? Give me one price for everything together. So you tell him, listen, I will pay you, so he says 100 shekel. He tell you, listen, I want the whole 100 shekel for the apples, and this give me for a present. And this is the way they do it in Shviz. Esroigim, HaKadosh B'Kudusha Shviz. You can't sell Esroigim. So we'll see, B'ezus Hashem, now they're planning, there will be a lot of input of Esroigim. So what you do is, you pay for the lulav a lot. In America, till now, you pay a lot for the Esroigim, you get the lulav. Here, this year, you pay for the lulav, you get the Esroigim. They say that lulavim $100, you could pick an Esroigim. The Mishnah says it's Eitzan Esroigim. Be'avloah. We'll see later, as a machlekes, if you can make a better avloah. You know, the box of the Esroigim, you know. It's also, you know, I'm paying $100 for the box, give me the Esroigim. Oh, you know, the bags in the store, you buy the apples. So, it's a shayla how much you could do avloah. Or you tell the guy, you know, you're working so hard for the... I'm not paying for the apples, but the guys in the store is serving, you know, his air conditioning is light, so I'm paying for the surrounding. So it's different shit as how much you could do the avloah. But this is one eitzah that you do avloah. Avloah. Another eitzah, you pay with credit. The Hainu, you tell him, I will pay you in a week. So then the money doesn't call B'Kedusha Shviz. Why? Because he owes you owe the money. Then you perei achoyv. So the Kedusha is not chal on the money. These are the two ways to skip that the Kedusha, the Hainu. Not because you're trying to help Yenem. Is the Isur Limzor Dmei Shviz Lama Oretz. The Hainu, if someone has Peres Kedoshim, you're not allowed to buy by him because you're making the money Kedosh. To take care of these two problems is either you do avloh, or you do credit. Now what would be if you're standing in Tel Aviv, Havloah, the guy says, no, I don't, tomatoes, apples, don't make me meshuga. So you tell him, okay, but credit. He said, no, by us is no credit. So you tell him, okay, so you know what, give me a credit for a second. Okay? I'll pay you soon. So he said, no, I'm just walking out of the store and walking, coming back. But the evidence also, but Yashu says, but the evidence, you could do that. I owe you, and I'll pay you in a minute. Let me owe you for a minute and then pay you. Now, the difference is if Avloah and credit, Avloah, you gain another thing. By credit, so you got to care of the problem that you're paying Kedusha Shviz, I didn't pay you, I owe you, and then I paid you. But you're not allowed to weigh it on the scale because there's an issue to weigh it. And also, you're over on the issue of Schoil. But we said, forget about the issue of Schoil, forget about the weighing, or there's a problem to give. So this only takes care if the money. We'll see later why. What is the echatimtze? If anyway, it's different problems than what I'm talking about. We'll see the echatimtze. But if you do it by avloah lemoshel, then you're not over isur schoira also, because I'm getting a present. So he's only weighing how much to give me the present. He's not weighing how much to sell me. So then you also not over isur schoira. And you're not over isu minyan. So be'etzem, I want to go back before I'm started lemaise. When you go into a falafel store to buy a falafel, so the pita is not kedusha shviz. No, there's no flour came out there, not Yisrael from not Yisrael. And the balls also, I think, are not kedusha shviz. I don't know from what they're made, but the potatoes, lama is not going to kedusha shviz. But you pay for the falafel, so it's by law. So there's no isu schoiro to go into a falafel store. When you go into a falafel store and you buy a falafel, so then you don't have a problem. Because it's ba'avloah. So the money doesn't become kodesh. And you're not over isur schoira, but maybe you could buy. So you have to know, a lot of times, a person has to know this clothing. You go into a store and you do ba'avloah. Some people are machmir even by avloah, that it's a problem. now we'll start to go a little bit more lemaisa. Okay, after we know these klalim, we'll go back first to what is Motzrin Yerushalayim, and then we'll go back. Lama Zogel will start now that all of us are Noe Kedusha Shvis, also in Peres Nochrim. Again, if a guy decides that he's Minag Yerushalayim, he doesn't want, he's not keeping Shvis in Peres Nochrim, so Be'etzim he could go into every Badat store. Maybe we'll see there's different problems to go into Badat stores. But he goes into Badat stores, and Be'etzim by him Shvis is not Nogea. He will just buy Badats this year. Or Rubin. He's taking care of everything. He goes to Badats, he goes to Rubin, he doesn't keep Shvis. It's the easiest eitzah. If Lama Zogin he wants to keep Kedusha Shvis, even in Peres Nochrim. So Lechura, he goes into a Badat store. So he says like this, okay, I'm going into a Badat store. So, okay, if he could buy Be'avloa, so everything is taken care. He goes into the Badat store, he buys the apples and he gets the potatoes, and after Shvis, when next year, he buys the potatoes and pays for the, he buys the apples and pays for the potatoes. Now the fruits are not Kaddish, the vegetables are Kaddish, and then it switches. Or he pays for the bags, and v'chule, v'chule. Or, so then he takes care of everything. Or at least he could pay with credit. But then he doesn't take care of the other problems. Here's a big machlekes Reb Shlomo Zalman, mit Chazonish and Reb Nissim Karelitz. And I want to start with a chakira. The Isur Schoiro. And who is the Isur Schoiro? And the selling or the buying? Who is over the Aveira? The seller or the buyer? Shlom Zalman Auerbach said, the seller. The buyer is only over lifnei iver leisit en michshel. The seller is not allowed to sell it, not allowed to weigh it, not allowed to measure it. The buyer is only over lifnei iver. Mele zokim Shlom Zalman, if the seller is noyeg, he relies on the badats, so the seller is allowed to sell. You're not over lifnei iver because he hasn't who to trust. More from that, Zokim Shlom Zalman. You go to Tel Aviv, and they're selling you tomatoes with heter mechire. We said, and b'di'evet shamu v'nevet is mutal if Reb Shlom Zalman. So b'etzim Shlom Zalman says, you go into Tel Aviv to a tomato store, when the sfichim at the end of the year could be a problem, we'll see after we list what is sfichim or not. But you go into every store, b'etzim Shlom Zalman says, mitzida, you could go into every store that has a hechsher, even Rabbanut, and to buy in Shvis. Why? It's Kodesh. But what is the problem? Shamu v'nevet, but the evet is okay. So what is the problem? Moisel moy Shvis, okay, give him credit. What is the problem? Isu schayo. He holds that he's allowed to. Maybe I'm not able to leave me either. So be'etzem, heta mechira, we said it's not so gishmak. Aber nochri. So Be'etzim Shlomo Zalman says, even if you want to be machmir with Nebra, go into every Badat store, buy regular, feel comfortable, and everything is okay. He says you even don't have to give him with credit. Because he's by him, he doesn't have to keep Kedusha Shvis and the money, because he holds he doesn't have to. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Be'etzim, chutz that he himself holds that in Yerushalayim you don't have to keep Kedusha Shvis b'nochrim. But if you go into the Badat store, so Shlomo Zalman, it's not a problem. The Chazon Ish said that it's a problem. First, because you machshel yenem, and he said, even if we'll hold that normally you're allowed to tell a Sfardi Lama Zogin to do something that Ashkenazi is not allowed to do. Or Lamoshel, you're allowed to ask someone to open a bottle, even if you hold it not also, because he holds it's mutter, you're allowed to. Here, Zog the Chazon Ish, you're not allowed to. Because here, if you don't buy, he can't sell. So it's not like it's his cheshbon. You're helping him to sell. The mele here you're part of the story, the mele it's also. So if you neglect like the Chazon Ish, so now we have a problem. Then we have the problem in Yerushalayim and every Badat store. How we could do Isur Schoira? So I said, again, if we do Be'avloa, we took care of the problem. But if we don't do Be'avloa, so Be'etzem you can buy in a Badat store. So So what did you? Okay. So some people say, listen, Machlekes of Shemzaman Chazanish, it's Peres Nochrim anyway, it's Yerushalayim, of that Chumra I'm not Machbir. This is most Yeshivish people do. This is most Yeshivish people, they say, and the Peres, they keep Kedusha Shviz by Nochrim. I want the vial. Some people, Badat stores, Rubin stores, they eat, Rabbanut Mehadrin, even the people that eat, and they don't keep nothing in Yerushalayim. Now, the people that are Machmir, they say like this. We are Machmir. So some people say, okay, I'm Machmir, but I will try to do Be'avloa. Say that. So then they're also right. But if you can't do Be'avloa, so some people say, Besayda. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Ha'Yabach said there is no Lifnei Iver here. And this is Chayel and the Moichel. But you're right, the Chaznish has Nishta say. But the Peiris and Bichlal is a Shaila if it's also or not. They're not so machmir. And at the Mechir, they're more machmir not to buy. Because there maybe Taka is Lifnei Iver. But the Peiris and Nochem, then anyway, Mili Yerushalayim not to be machmir, the Meir did not machmir. Here came up all the thing that everyone is hearing the signs. You have to sign shlichas, vadas hashmita. Here the rabbanim came and they found a way to skip the problem. And I don't know if the badatz is masking to do it this year. The vada badatz was never masking to do it because minig Yerushalayim. But I spoke mamash an hour ago. I called again the head of the Ashgocha of Rubin, Lamoshul, to hear the nusach how they doing it. So what they're doing in all the Rubin stores in Yerushalayim and all over the country, they do like this. They bring Peres Nochrim and Brera, if they have to. Not in the boxes, only in the fresh in the stores. And they do like this. Maybe I must be more from that. In every Badat store will start like this. When you go to buy a Badat store and Shviz, you will meet four kind of vegetables, four kind of potatoes on the shelves. Most stores you will have little signs near it. Some of them will write, bought from Chutz La'aretz, no Kedusha Shviz. Some of them will be written, it's from the sixth year. They put it in freezers and fridges, you'll see. Gishmake Schoira. These are the second things you'll see. The third thing you will see, Aravat Sfonit. I will explain to you later what it is. Rabbi Yashiv holds you're not allowed to buy it. But that's all that is good, like Chutz La'aretz. The question is, where Eretz Yisrael finishes? They hold near Eilat, it's where the Nishkan Eretz Yisrael. Remember, they buy from the Jewish people over that area. Because it's not Kodesh Mekdush HaShviz. Rabbi Yashiv holds the chumra, you have to be machmir. But the Moshe, if goy, my dear, so then it's really kula shebeterech kula, so we make him. A goy that lives in the, near a lot, you're allowed to buy from them, and they write on it like chutz la'aretz. We don't keep nothing on it. And then they have the nochri. So basically, you could go to the badat store if you know the guy, and you take chutz la'aretz, sixth year, and arava. I'm okay. Nochim taka, I'm scared. Because nochim, I can't buy it, I can't wear it, lefirim shumazal. What they do, but lamazalim, forget before Rubin, the Chazanish, all the people that hold like the Chazanish, how they will do chot next week? They have to buy potatoes. How they'll go to the store? What is happening in Bnei Brak? How will be chot next week in Bnei Brak? They have to buy potatoes, they go to the store, everything from Chutz La'aretz, they try. What happens? The vegetables are not from Chutz La'aretz. What they will do? They get it for free? No store will work for free. So how they will have what to eat in Bnei Brak? Or people that know like the Chazanish in Yerushalayim. If they do have law, yeah, but if they can do have law. So the answer was a problem. The Gedolei HaDor saw as a problem. There's nothing more to eat. Klal Yisrael are stuck. So they made two eitzes. Vadas HaShmita and Oitzer Beis Din. Vadas HaShmita goes like this. The Memane Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim they go to the Goy and they take the Schorah from the Goy and they tell the Goy like this. We are not we'll give you cost price. Now we're not selling it anymore. It's Kodesh Mekdusha Shvi's. We're giving it out to everyone. Just it cost us money to pay the guy. And you know, we have to have workers to give it out. We got to use the same people in the store for the workers. So we need to pay the workers money. So no one is buying it. We're only workers. So Be'etzem is no schoyer here. It's Be'etzem, we're dividing for the whole Bnei Brak food. Just how much you need 2 kilo, we'll divide you 2 kilo. You need 3, we'll divide you 3. Gradually you will charge a little bit more. You will charge a little bit less. And like this, we skip Shvi'is Be'etzem. The Nafkamina is Lemoshel, that even if Lomazog and the potatoes become very expensive in the market, and the Shmita stores, they will not become more expensive. Officially, at least. Because they're not allowed to make profit on you. The Beis Din sit at the beginning and ask the guy how much you want for a container of potatoes. It says $1,000. How much cost workers to divide potatoes? All the stores? Another 1,000. So if in a container, Lama Zagan is 1,000 kilos, so it costs us 2,000, so every kilo will cost $2. Now, the prices in the street doesn't make a difference if the prices will go up and down, $2 for a kilo. And this is the reason you have to go to a good Vadas HaShemitah, that is some Vadas HaShemitah, you know, you can go to a Vadas HaShemitah and Be'etzem, the store will just have a picture, the guy will sign, I'm Vadas HaShemitah for you, and the guy will sell normally. Now, here is two machlekesim. In Bnei Brak, everyone today is signing papers that they're sending the store to send the Beis Din to buy. They're becoming a part of the Vadas HaShemitah. That they're my shluchim to go to the guy to get me the food. And they say that even if the food will get spoiled, in between the guy, the marshal, the shliach went and he bring the container. The container flipped off in the middle of the way, no potatoes. Bnei Brak, they will pay money anyway. Because it was not schoira, we were paying them to do the job for us. We're not paying for the potatoes. So in Bnei Brak, and also here in Yerushalayim, the machmirim signed already the sign already now. Rebbe Eliashiv holds that if everyone signs and you yourself didn't sign, they do it also for you. So this Be'etzem in the Rubin stores, they do as I such a settle. So Be'etzem, when you go into a store and you buy falafel in the Rubin store, so forget about that it's Avlo and everything. It's, even if it's Peyes Nochim, there's no Isus Choyro, because he really bought that potato that's in the falafel, he bought for you Beshlichus, he just got it from the guy, he's just giving out for you the falafel the way you want to have it. This is called Vadas HaShemitah. So, the Chisol and the Badatz, even the Badatz I think is one of the best kashas that we have in the soil, and because in Shemitah the Badatz hold, and they're right, they have to keep the Minig of Yerushalayim, so they are not masking to do Vadas HaShemitah. Rabbi Efrati does Vadas HaShemitah. Rubin does Vadas HaShemitah. Sheris does Vadas HaShemitah. So the Haino, we're not speaking now on things that are Kodesh perfect. We're speaking, you're going to a store, and every store tells you, we have Chutz La'aretz potatoes, and tomatoes we have from Nochi. So you want to go to buy it. So again, you remember, you know, I could do Avlo. But I have an Isos Choyro here. Avlo takes care of it. Or I could pay with credit. Oh, but there's another problem. What about the Isos Choyro? If I pay with credit, what about the Isos Choyro? Upsham Zaman says, he holds his mutter, it's not my problem. Chazanish holds not like that. The Teretz is, all the stories of the Chazanish, all the people that follow Chazanish, they have a Vadas HaShemitah. Remember, when you go into a store, if there's no Vadas HaShemitah, so then if you're going back to the store in Tel Aviv, and the store in Tel Aviv is run by a friar yid, so and he has potatoes, and he doesn't have Vadas HaShemitah, so even if it's from Nochrim, but you have an Isul Schoira to buy. So you have to know how to skip the Isul Schoira when you want to buy. Now, and again, the Maila is that if it's a Vadas HaKashris is involved, Vadas HaShemitah, there's no Isul to weigh, because they're just weighing how to divide it. Now, All of these things, we'll have to know again, it's not negiah devile, but is a zmana biur, the hainu. What is kodesh b'kdusha shvis, when the zmana biur comes, you have to take it out of your house. Bederich klal, fruits and vegetables, it's not negiah. It's negiah to the vayra shmita to know that if they have in the machsan so much, they have to take it out. But if you have in your house only a little bit of potatoes, it's not really negiah. Where it will be negiah, you'll see what happens is, we'll go to one more yediyah that we have to know. Chazal made another eitzah. Baruch Hashem, today we have so much Arabs around us. It's a mess, because if not, we're not managing shvi'is. We're not managing shvi'is. Even now it's a shtickle already more problem, because they gave back some lands in all different places. So I'll explain to you, the Arabs, Baruch Hashem, are very smart. And what they do all the years, they chop the matzav. So they call the badats, we have potatoes. The badats come, thousands of potatoes. Nochri, the other day they call Reuben, we have potatoes. Reuben comes, thousands of potatoes. The other day they call the Rabbanut. Till the badats and the Rabbanut and Reuben met, where you bought it? There. I also bought it there. So they didn't know what happened. So they looked into it, they got a private guy to check. Well, the Arabs did push it. They didn't have, they potatoes, what the sheikhs, they're busy with their stuff. So what they did, they went to here to the fryer people. They told them, you can't sell your potatoes because no one wants to buy it now. The fryers are in Shvi's, they're stuck. So the whole tumor was going even now. They closed the border, they're not letting the fruit people to bring, even now, till tomorrow. Yes, Mama should fight now in court. The government doesn't let to bring import potatoes because they want us to buy from them. Verstehst? They want people to buy from them. Because if they put import, the Jewish people don't know what to do with the schoyer. Because you have to understand, even if not everyone keeps kashrus here, elite, they want everyone to buy potato chips. So they can't use these potatoes. So the Jewish people don't know what to do with it. So the Arabs tell them, we'll buy it from you at half price. The Arabs bought all the potatoes from the Jewish people, they hide it inside the field. The Badats came, they took it out. Then the other night, the Arabs put again potatoes in the field. They called Reuben, he also took out potatoes. And like this, the same field, every day, different people were picking off potatoes. So what about the Rabbonim chab the matzav? So now they don't give a hechsher, only if the Mashgiach comes and he checks himself. Like this, the Arabs come, they take it out, and the Mashgiach doesn't realize that they're not really cutting it off. The Mashgiach comes and he checks a couple days before and a couple days after it, and only then they give the hechsher. But now there's all of Aza, all these places you can't go to. So from all these places that the Mashgiach can't go to be their kavua, the Mashgiach comes with them, she's scared to check because then he knows he will stay there forever. No, it's not a portion. So the Etzem now is much less Arab things. I checked today, Kimat everything that is coming is not coming from the Palestinian areas. And the amount of Arab schoyer is much less this year. So this is the reason they're trying to import much more. And the vial, it's a big problem. Now, Chazal saw that this problem is happening. So I say, Baruch Hashem, we have Arabs. But what we did before we had Arabs? So it was nothing what to do. People didn't have what to eat in Eretz Yisrael. This means the Gemara says, "How bekrochim kovshu oile Mitzrayim, kovshu oile Babel, veloy kitchum." Chazal left all different places. We don't know where are these places. This is the reason we're not saying mechanit. But be'etzem in time of the Chazal, was cities and cities that Chazal were not mekadosh b'kedusha shniyah, that people could work in shvi'is and have what to eat. Was no import. You couldn't bring from chutzlos. Nishgiven azazach. A month into Shvi'is, people started to die in Eretz Yisrael. There was no food. So they were metak in Oitzach Beis Din. Oitzach Beis Din is that the Beis Din of the city, they go over to the field, and they allow to water the field, and they take over the field, and they work on it with a shinui, and they take off the fruits, and they kodesh b'kdusha Shvi'is, and they give it out for free. They only charge cost price. And with that cloud, they take the owners of these fields to be the workers. But they charge cost price. Mean to say, esroigim, the guy can charge thousands. He could charge $10 a esrog. And all the esroigim in Eretz Yisrael, chusim Shapira, go into Oitzer Beis Din. And the Beis Din, and now Oitzer Beis Din, you can't sell in a store. And you will see, Be'ez Hashem, in another 2-3 months, big trucks will come to Meisharim with potatoes from Oitzer Beis Din. You pay 10 shekel, you get a sack of potatoes. This is Oitzer Beis Din. The Oitzer Beis Din was for two reasons: to save people not to die, and to save the farmers not to die also. Because if not, they will not have a parnasa. So like this, the Oitzer Beis Din pays them for working, and they give them what to work. One of the big Oitzer Beis Din that everyone uses in Eretz Yisrael is Carmel Mizrahi. Carmel Mizrahi, so they have different grape juice, you'll see, it will be written on it, Shishis. You'll realize now, Loimishvis. They don't use Heta Mechira. They don't use Akum. But Carmel Mizrahi has tons and tons and tons and tons of fields with grapes, and there's nothing what to do with that. Oitzer Beis Din takes it and they make wine with it. And they sell the most expensive Choshevei wines that you buy today for $50, they sell them for $5. And everyone buys. Cases and cases and cases. Everyone buys. I don't, I'm scared, you know, but most people, scared stand, what to do with it. Now, this wine, this will be again next year. The Zman HaBir comes Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach, everyone has to take it out of the house. So you see outside, near the Sefer Chometz, is boxes of wine, and everyone says Hefker, Hefker, and then after you're allowed to bring it in. Sometimes little kids run and chop it. But you see this, and the grape juice is Negea. Because if you only have one bottle, you don't have to make Biyu. So I'm just saying, it's not Negea so much. But it's a din of Biyu, that it's Negea if you have a lot, or Lama Zogin, if the Zman of the Biur of the tomatoes is Chanukah, so after Chanukah, if you go to stores that don't have a Hechsher, could be the tomatoes are also Be'achile, because the guy didn't make his Zman of Biur. You'll see, it'll be over Shvis, as a list of things. What is from what? Now, just a little bit, again, the few that I know, what I found out today, this year it will not be so Negea, but I'll tell you what happened 7 years ago in Shvis. Now that you're a little bit mismatch in the Inyoni. We needed to eat Morer in Pesach. Right? So, they had a people, now they took them away from the houses, but then they lived in Gush Katif. And they made us a shtick that they have leaves without bugs. They have leaves without bugs. And the rabbanim think that it's the best thing to eat these leaves for a morer. But Azayim is in Yishkin Gehenna. If you eat the other ones, you sit in Gehenna. Azayim, you don't sit in Gehenna, right? Now the problem is, came Shvis. What you do in Shvis? So now Baruch Hashem, I know this Shvis, we have near the place Kfar Kana, Kfar Kasem. The Arabs already, you know, Baruch Hashem said they're smart, they have greenhouses and the Arab fields, and we have Yivul Nochrim, free bugs. All of these greenhouses, but in that time, everything was Gush Katif. They're the only ones. So was the problem, the Jewish people, Bastutan. So Rabbi Yashi written a tshuva, and he said like this. This you have to remember all the three shiurim that we said to Chab. He said, Aza is Suffolk if it's Eretz Israel or not. It's already Mamash in the south of Israel, it's Suffolk if it's Eretz Israel. Then it grows in a greenhouse. We brought down a Suffolk in Yerushalmi if it's Shviz B'tei Chabais. Then he made him to put on the floor a plastic that it's Otzichein and Akuv. So a Derabonon in a house, in a Suffolk Eretz Yisrael, Shmita Bezman Azed Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yashi was matir to eat. Dainu, because Dirut was from a Yiddish Sode, so B'mele was a Shaila from Shomu, from Nevar, from Svichi, so Rabbi Yashi was matir. But Lemoshul, today the Maise, most of the thing will not come from them, will come from greenhouses by Goyim, so the Maise, it's Nochrim. But again, it's a little bit leichter because it's a greenhouse. So you have a suffix, maybe it's called a bais. The same thing from Me'ever HaYarden, from Jordan, what they bring down from there. So the Chazanish holds that even Peres Nochim that come from Yarden are Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. Rebbe Eliashiv, even that he holds that you have to be machmur like the Chazanish, but he holds what you bring from Eiver HaYarden, you don't have to, by the Goyim, today I think everything here belongs to the Goyim, it's not Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. So the Nafkimina is to know is Tzirufim. Just one Muzach that is in Egea before Shviz, that is Hashem, we'll see in Shviz, we'll see later the state of Advarim. That is a halacha that Shviz is meshamet echoives. Now, meikar halacha Shviz meshametes besoifo. Means this will be the ikar halacha that Shviz meshametet besoifo. That at the end of next year, if Shviz passes and you are not meshamet, you lose your echoives and no one has to pay you anymore the money. Lemaise, some shitas hold that Shviz will be meshamet already next week. When Shviz comes in, no one owes you any more money, and you're not allowed to ask for the money. Then, if someone owes you 100 shekel, and you Rosh Hashanah you didn't get the money, you're not allowed to ask for it anymore. So, to be yotze the shittas that hold on, you're not allowed to. So, lechumre the oilom writes a prusbul erev Rosh Hashanah after Atoras Nedorim. You'll see in all the shuls will be a little prusbul. So the prusbul that we will write next year, they will make machmir all the shittas based in choshuv nusach from Rebbe Yashin, nusach from Chazanish. You have to know if the banks owe you money, it's also mishamet shviz, could be. If goyim owe you something else, but if Jewish b'melele lechumre, it's kedai to be makbid erev Rosh Hashanah to do a prusbul. But I'm saying because it's only one shita, it's enough. What you see in shul, everyone has a paper. You have to have three people to sign on it. The Gemara says, "Loishnu kosev loishnu edim v'chosam dayonim, loishnu dayonim v'chosam edim." Alemaise, the prusbul helps, but to be makpid and to remember to make a prusbul to be yotze al shittas.